from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, tapping our report this hour. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is pleading not guilty to federal corruption charges following his arraignment at Manhattan Federal Court. Adams' defense attorney said his client is innocent, and they plan to file a motion to dismiss. Adams was hit with a 5-count indictment this week on allegations that he accepted bribes like lavish trips and illegal campaign contributions from foreign nationals. Every law enforcement agency in Union County will host gun surrender events on Saturday, October 5th. The goal is to provide a safe and anonymous opportunity for people to dispose of unwanted firearms, ammunition, and prescription drugs. Union County First Assistant Prosecutor James Tanzi says this effort is unique.
I believe it's probably the first time in the history of the state that an entire county has been involved. This is going to involve every municipality in our county. We have 100% participation with all 21 municipalities.
Law enforcement officers will be on site at all 18 locations to collect firearms safely and dispose of them properly. It's not just for Union County residents. Anyone can hand in a firearm. A grandparent visiting, poor storage practices, a dog's pain medication, all potential sources of opioid poisoning for young children. Diane Colello with the New Jersey Poison Control Center says young kids are explorers and they may not know any better when they get their hands on dangerous drugs in the home.
These exposures are happening in young children throughout the state, and we really need to do everything we can to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Research shows children also accessed fentanyl patches as well as opioid residue left on discarded items like cotton balls. And See Here Now went off without any major lineup changes in Asbury Park 2 weeks ago. A different story in New York and Connecticut. Singer Chapel Roan canceled a pair of music festival appearances this weekend in New York City and Washington. Another change, Foo Fighters no longer headlining the Southside Music Fest in Connecticut, being replaced by Jack White and the band Greta Von Fleet. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we in for a rainy weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we need the rain. And the soggy, unsettled weather is a nice change of pace. But when will we finally dry out and see the sun again? Wednesday, the middle of next week. Until then, unsettled weather will have you reaching for the umbrella and windshield wipers from time to time. We'll keep pockets of rain in the forecast throughout tonight, with fog likely by tomorrow morning, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow stays cloudy and cool, with spotty showers around, especially for the southern half of New Jersey. Highs tomorrow around 70. More of the same on Sunday, lots of clouds and a few showers, high 65 to 70. Monday actually dries out a bit, still a few isolated showers possible. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs near 70. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange 72, Hillsborough 71, Toms River 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring your family for spooktacular fun on October 13th and 19th at their 6th annual Halloween Fun Fest. Enjoy a trick-or-treat trail, pumpkin patch, costume contest, and more. Registration is required and space is limited, so act fast. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.